They read their names off one by one.
Private First Class Nicole Fry, United States Army Reserve.
U.S. Army Private National First Guardsman Class. Kyle Balko served in Iraq. He says it can be difficult adjusting to life outside the military.
When you're in the military, you have a schedule. You know what you're supposed to do. You go do it, and then that's it. When you get out, you suddenly don't have that same purpose, and it's hard for some people to find that drive.
UWS Veterans Student Services Coordinator Monty Stewart says many vets he sees just want to fit in.
Veterans are a lot older than their peers here on campus, so it can be hard to fit in and relate with an 18-year-old freshman when they have such worldly experience.
Balko says it's important to remember those who are gone and also those who are still fighting to find their place back home. Trump has been criticized for his draft deferments and remarks about the family of a slain Muslim soldier. Superior Air Force veteran Eric Dolson says he's politically indifferent, but he adds that Trump has been a vocal supporter of vets.
Redoing the VA system and streamlining things better and helping people within active duty, reserve, guard. So we'll see what comes.
Kyle Balko says it's not their job to play favorites.
We're here for the Constitution primarily, above and beyond, and it doesn't matter who is in the Oval Office to us, really.
Trump has a 10-point plan to reform the Department of Veterans Affairs that includes creation of a commission to investigate wrongdoing within the VA. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.